Your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Kelsey Grammer, welcome to the program. Voted for Donald Trump. Yeah. And I just wonder whether you sort of took any hits in Hollywood for that. Did you feel that you were sort of
marginalized? I'm unaware of taking a hit for it now. Certainly there's, passions run high. And certainly he has, been a touchstone for an extraordinarily passionate response. I don't know if it's as serious or horrible as everybody wants it to be.
I was wondering whether you thought that the sort of, many people believe the sort of fabric is being disrupted and,
Well, I think the fabric being disrupted is a good thing.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I do not think Washington was doing us any favors. For the last 50, 60 years, I think they've all been sort of just the same party, the same bunch of clowns, the same bunch of unpleasant people. And I don't think they've been helping anybody but themselves.
Thanks, Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, I'm echoing that sentiment. But anyway, I think one track's a little faster than the other, but obviously we go down to the same destination. Hope that makes sense. Well, I welcome you, and a lot to talk about, right? So, of course, you can weigh in, but I'll give you the number, 888-673-1450. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Today, Melissa's off this week, and I'm gonna poke some epic holes through the topic of racism in the next hour. And I hope you join me because I went back into the archives to really search out the sentiment, the tone and tenor of this country, and the numbers. And I think you're going to be surprised. So I'll get to that in next hour. Make sure you listen in next hour. Then Susan joins me right after that. So let's talk today. Okay, so we have elections. So results are starting to come in. And of course, they put Spencer Cox in the lead because, the governor, when he sanctions his spot to somebody, you crown him with this crown. That's kind of how that works. And so oftentimes I think even fraud will play a pretty big part when they really want somebody in that position. And the establishment really wants Cox or Huntsman. That's who they want. Right? Now, I don't know if Greg Hughes will do much different in there. He says he will. I don't think he's got the greatest track record. I don't think Iverson has a great track record. But as far as playing up to the establishment as much as they possibly can, Cox and Huntsman definitely get those awards. So we'll have to see what happens. But Sean Reyes in the lead. Ugh. Oh, boy. There's just really not a lot to say on this election because I think that, I don't know. I'm torn on this one because I still want to have hope that we could get some people in, that people will be smart enough to know. This is the same thing we ran up against with Romney. Same exact thing. And it was really disappointing. We spelled out so many times. I even played his own audio on the show that contradicted everything he was saying. And it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. People wanted to believe in him. They just wanted to believe in him. Whether it was because he was a Latter-day Saint, I don't know. I don't know why people just thought that he would somehow save the day. And look at him, he's been atrocious. And even his strongest supporters are backing off from, the Mitt train a little, right? I mean, honestly, the biggest supporters are going, ooh, ouch. This is what will happen in the governor race, too. I have a feeling maybe Cox will get this. And if he does, heaven help us. Heaven help our state. He's demanding that people wear masks. Why? Just because. Because he's demanding it. You've never met a bigger tyrant. Didn't he put Cox Country all over the state of Utah on his slogans? Need I say more? Ugh. I feel sad for our state. I really do. I feel sad. If that's the case. So I just wanted to mention today, and of course you can call up, but there's been some, you know, I've had people bawling me out, right, online, bawling me out and telling me to apologize. You know, Kevin Lewis is a fine man. He's the director of tourism. Am I really talking about Kevin Lewis, the man, or am I talking about Kevin Lewis, the director of tourism, that stood up and said that he wanted to change it to Greater Zion, so because the name Washington County was too bland to attract people? Let me ask you this. If you were going to go to Niagara Falls, would you be looking up the county name? Does the county name play a part in you visiting Niagara Falls? No? So there's that. So that whole thing was one of the most ridiculous displays of idiocy I've seen in a while. We have to change the name to Greater Zion and tie it to the removal of Dixie somehow, some way. And I want to do that because the name Washington County is too bland. It won't attract people. See, what happens is the tourism budgets are kind of the highway of the big capital projects around here. So you can't go overspending yourself into oblivion and hike the budgets way up if you don't have all that tourism coming in. And like I said yesterday, we were fourth in the nation for Zions. We didn't get there because it said Greater Zion. We got there in spite of the word Dixie. How did that happen, Kate? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because people just wanted to come see a beautiful place and they don't really care about what the county name is. And they also don't care that Dixie's on everything. We got to that point of being fourth in the nation without all this ridiculous marketing and branding. And if you have to market and brand an area that's already number four, why do you have a job? It just ticks me off because I feel like we get played so much that it's just hard to see it sometimes. So then, of course, today's article, Dixie State University is considering dropping the name Dixie. Let me go a step further. They're not just considering it. This is in the bag, people. Wake up. Biff and John and all the rest, they're all in the big old little boys club, and they all decide these things early on. In fact, the name Greater Zion, and by the way, like Uncle Milty said, wasn't called Greater Dixie. They wanted to kick that name out. So Greater Zion, that was like, what, a year and a half ago, right? And then it's been going back two decades of this, because I've covered 8 years of it on the show. They've been trying to do this. So let me tell you what the newest is. The university has faced scrutiny in the past over its name. Really? Can you verify that? I want to see that. Because, you know, the university says it resisted changing. Really? You did kick the mascot to the curb, and right? I think you did. Yeah, I don't think you resisted any changing, Dixie. And also, face scrutiny, what, from two people? Or was it just because of your own scrutiny? I'm going to go with that. Then it also says the local chapter of the NAACP has been among those urging a name change. Really? How big is the NAACP here? Can you tell me that? I don't think you can. I just can't believe they just keep lying to us. It's just amazing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ms. Kate.
How's it going? I'm just loving the lies. The university resisted changing its name. Oh, yeah.
Well, we must be the dumbest generation since generations, I guess.
I'm pretty sure.
We just keep getting it. We don't pick up on it somehow.
Yeah, I know.
Just a quick point on this whole erasing the history thing. In our entire history of the world, any conquering nations or people that conquered other people, first thing they did was get rid of the history, the books, everything. So it unanchored people. It discombobulated and unhinged everybody. So they didn't have they were all scattered, and they were more controllable at that point.
Right. Right.
So exactly welcome right. to that one.
Yeah.
And you know, that saying still goes, if you don't learn from history, you're going to repeat it. And we are. And I can't believe we're this freaking stupid.
No, I know. I can't either.
Keep going on with this. People can't see this for what it is. It's just mind-boggling to me.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about this? Can I point something out? The commissioners all came out, sure. And so did a city council member that all voted for this. Unanimously, by the way. Did you know there wasn't one dissenting voice, okay? So they all came out and they said, oh, we've been living in a cave and we didn't know something was brewing out here. What, is the timing off? What? What? Is the timing is the timing amiss? We didn't know. We so apologize.
Is the political will for the vote in this direction? Yeah. Where's the political will? Are we the silent majority? Are we that silent?
This is
probably on us.
It's exactly right. So then guess what? So the university comes out today and they say they are revisiting this decision amidst a national outcry against racial injustice and the police brutality following the death of George Floyd. They actually admitted, the commissioners, the mayor, everybody else, they're 5 miles from anything. What? We didn't know. Are there riots going
on?
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, right. Well, there was a riot in Provo, apparently, and my daughter lives up there, and that wasn't nice. I thought that was a little bastion of some kind of seclusion, but I guess not anymore.
And
then I do have a new name for the D-Hill, if anybody wants. We could just call it Commie Plateau.
Commie Plateau, I love it. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Yeah, we're kowtowing to this stuff. And they think if all they have to do is apologize and then say they're going to have a meeting and then do nothing in the meeting, that everyone's going to go, oh, they're good guys. They tried. They tried. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You have about a minute.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Good afternoon.
Uh-huh. Hi. Go right ahead.
Well, let's see. Quick little history lesson for that resisting place called Dixie College. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. That was quite a while ago when it was called Dixie College, right?
Right. Now it's Dixie State.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So Dixie College, I happen to remember them being called the Rebels.
Right.
They haven't been called the Rebels in a long time.
Nope.
Rodney the Rebels, long, long, long gone.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder how many people still have the little hats that they would hand out at the football games.
Ah.
Mine must be a collector's item.
I think it probably is. You better hang on to that. We got to go to a break. Thank you.
All right.
You know what? Just the amount of misleading junk. Aren't you just tired of it? I am. And so, of course, they had to go to the article to all the cotton we grew. How about that it was, at the time, something that was grown all over the place? Oh, my gosh. I swear to you, the amount of insanity with this and the people that we've all elected around here, not me personally, I didn't vote for any of these people, but guess what? They're selling you down the river again. How many times are we going to take it? I don't know.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Union Army. We dug our holes and we built a wall because we knew there'd be a fight. If the blue coat wearing soldiers crossed the river that night, sure as hell at sundown came 100,000 men. And it sure did shock me, Lord, to see kin killing kin. The cannonballs were heavy, filled with iron and steel and lead. And the James River water ran a bloody red.
You know, that song by Waylon Jennings is a part of our history, right? And there are many songs like it. And I can fully appreciate these songs because they reflect what used to be. And I can actually think about history and not become so emotionally perplexed over it that I have to judge it from the year 2020. Did you know that's possible? I don't think that's possible for the for Biff Williams at Dixie State University. I don't think it's possible for Kevin Lewis, Director of Tourism, any of the county commissioners, Almquist, Cox, or Iverson. I don't believe that anyone is capable. I don't think Mayor John Pike is capable of understanding what it means to just say this is history. This is our history, or even understand it, or even know it. I embrace it. The statues, when I see those statues, that is a reflection of who we used to be, whether someone likes it or not. And guess what? It's a statue. If you don't like it, walk away. And if the name Dixie really gets to you, I want to meet you, because I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that it would, that it honestly would just be so perplexing to you and so upsetting that you can't sleep at night because our college is named Dixie. Do you know, I find it kind of odd. Let me just say this before I take some calls. 888-673-1450. I'll take your calls on this. I'm not from here. I grew up in that state of California. I came here 25 years ago. And I respect this place so much that I would fight for its history to be told. I would fight for its history to be shown. And the nicknames it was given, we are in hallowed ground, us visitors. And we better start respecting the area in which we came. Because it seems to me that I don't see anyone truly born and raised here. Not too many, a couple, not too many, that want to see everything removed, right? It's outsiders. It's mostly outsiders. I can think of a couple politicians. but other than that, it's these outsiders. It's these very liberal, whiny, uneducated professors over at Dixie State, or it's your anti-Mormon feminist, anti-man, got a vengeance kind of gal. I mean, these are the people that I see at the heads of these movements. They're not even from here. And lo and behold, they're telling us, they're telling you specifically, that you have to get rid of your heritage for them to be here because they're a little too agitated. Are they nuts? This is your history, St. George. This is your history, Southern Utah. How could you ever let them do this? Don't you dare. I can't imagine letting them do this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hey.
You know, have you ever read the history of the people who originally settled this area?
I have. It's really interesting.
It's a astounding. These were hard people.
Hard workers.
Of the first 200, 60 of them starved to death.
Yeah,
there wasn't
a
lizard, there wasn't a rabbit, there wasn't a single creature that the kids hadn't gathered up to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're trying to eliminate, is the remembrance of these proud pioneers who made it possible for any of us to be here.
Oh, yeah, because you've got these wussy little very, very liberal professors over at Dixie State that sit there and pontificate over their theories of the world and then tell everybody that they just came to the state, you know, in the last couple of decades. Oh, this is how you should do things. And you shouldn't remember those people that you're talking about, caller.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've developed this new disease. It's a permanent crick in my neck from just shaking my head back and forth, wondering how can this insanity not be called to a stop?
Mm-hmm.
And people, I think, simply need to stand up and say, hell no.
I know. I totally agree with you. I so agree. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bet.
In fact, you know, those that signed the petition, you know, it's very interesting how few signed the thing to get rid of Dixie, okay, to the majority, clearly, of those who said keep it when people were asked in this area. But guess what? Guess what? This is the excuse. This is the excuse the college is going to give you. Good old Biff. Biff's going to say, oh, we were under tremendous pressure, people. Oh, my gosh. So many people wanted us to change it. We just had to. We just had to comply. This is all we could do. And so, you know, that's why they're saying, oh, this decision. Oh, I know we didn't want to do it 3 months ago, but now we do. Now we do because of the outcry. Is there an outcry here? Ask yourselves that. Is there an outcry to get rid of Dixie? Or was everybody a little bamboozled that, oh my gosh, they just changed the name of the Dixie Center? And now they want to get rid of Dixie State Universities? Huh. Because a couple of days ago, I said, more's coming. Trust me on this one. More's coming. And of course, lo and behold, article comes out today on Dixie College. This has been in the works for them. Don't think for a second it hasn't. See, the problem I have with these people that are running things right now, because they just brought Biff in, right? Wasn't he in Indiana? Okay. Here's the deal. If they want to do this, then do it in honesty. Do it in honesty. Tell us they came here to do this. Don't sell us down the river and think we're so stupid that we're just going to think that it was amidst all the other people telling you to do this, when I know the majority here would not agree with this decision at all. So just be honest. Stop telling us that you didn't know there was some controversy and, oh, the timing was ill-conceived and, oh my gosh, we didn't know. Oh, we're so surprised. If I hear one more county commissioner say that, I'm going to put my hand through a wall. This is to the point of ad nauseum. I don't know if I ever trust anything that's said anymore at all because of this kind of garbage. I don't like the trickery. I don't like the private meetings, the behind the scenes. We did this the whole year and oh, whoops. I don't like that. I hope you don't. I have a real disdain for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what I've never understood about these placating politicians is if they've ever been a parent or ran a business or anything, yeah. Because if you let the people, you're trying to get along with all these people.
The minority.
And then you listen to the loudest voice. And if uh-huh. you listen to the loudest voice and that's who you're trying to get along with, you're getting along with the wrong group. It's the silent that's the majority.
Yes. Amen.
It's the people who aren't talking.
Amen.
And that's who you should be. You don't listen to the loudest voice in the room. Mm-hmm. You drown. That's what I mean. If you watch Trump, that's what he does. He doesn't listen to that person. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because he listens to the silent majority. He says, yeah. You can be the loudest voice in the room. I don't care.
Yeah, he's smart
because
enough to know that.
And that's what a good politician and a good leader does. He doesn't listen to the crying and the whining.
Yeah.
He listens. He watches, and those people who continue to do day in and day out, give them praise, give them recognition, and give them raises, give uh-huh. them more whatever it is, and that keeps the system going. But when you give them what they want, it just is going to kill you by 1,000 small cuts.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, they're going to kick you out of office to replace you with somebody who's more liberal.
I agree with you.
When you thought, well, I was trying to be liberal, but you weren't actually to them, that you were just going to be the way uh-huh. to get to the next person.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And you know what's interesting about this? What I find kind of just glaringly obvious is how uneducated the people over at Dixie State University seem to be on this issue of racism in Dixie. Not only do they not know our local history, they don't know national history. And that's why I'm going to attack that and plow through some epic holes in the whole narrative right now. Because when I see the college doing this and I see professors doing this, are they on purpose hiring uneducated liberal professors here that don't even want to know about our history? Because these are the ones leading the charge. You've got the president of Dixie leading this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What a lot of people don't realize is that the South was settled by Northerners, just like the West was settled by people from the East.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first people in the East, in the New England area, who decided, I didn't want to be here, the Daniel Boones,
yeah.
Where did they move to? Kentucky. They
right.
went south because they couldn't handle it anymore with how rigid it had become up there, so they moved south.
Right.
And then finally, that got built up. And that so they're... The Southern people, the Dixie idea was, those were even pioneers themselves. You think it was easy to farm, to start a farm or anything like that
mm-hmm.
in Louisiana,
right.
in Alabama?
Right.
If you've ever been there, you're like, I can't believe these people could accomplish that because those woods are so thick and the weather's so stifling.
Yeah, yeah.
But people will say, oh, it was done on slave labor. No, the slaves assisted
uh-huh.
the majority of them because the most people in the South were not so, they were not all black and then these rich white guys. They were what they call now rednecks.
Yeah.
These were hardworking people who went out there and built the things that were down there. It was the slave owners were the rich people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the average quiet guy who was a Southerner mm-hmm. was just a guy trying to make a living in a holler. Yeah. And he was a white guy from Scotland.
Right. You're right. Yep. Absolutely. Thank you. Love the phone call. Number one, we are a great destination point that should not be reliant on our tourism. The Office of Tourism shouldn't even exist. Okay? That's number one. You don't have to brand an area. If it's beautiful, people will come. That's the bottom line. That's what's so ridiculous about this whole thing. The next thing, getting rid of Dixie. These people usually aren't from here. They don't care about preserving heritage. They don't. They could care less. They look at it as an embarrassment. Why in the world did we elect them? They're embarrassed by the very area that they're supposed to be leading. You know, they're supposed to be a representative of the people's voice, and you don't even get what happened here. Even I have enough sense, coming from California 25 years ago, to have enough respect in the place that I dwell now to want to preserve its history. No matter where I live. You know why? Because I have a great respect for history. And these people do not. That's our problem. These people do not. They're so wrapped up in their own emotions and their own just, I don't know, bizarre education that they can't see what's in front of them. And that is that we have a very rich history that they might want to learn about, including Biff. They all might want to take a little gander at the pioneer stories, the first people that came here. All right, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. Maybe we need to play this every day. I don't know. Something's wrong with us. You know, I'll say this again because I think this is really at the heart of what I'm trying to say in this hour is you cannot erase history. You can't just remove a name. You can't do that. It doesn't do anything to who we are. So here's the deal. You can learn from history. You can learn history. You can be guided by history. You can digest history. You can look on it favorably. You can look on it in a negative way. You can sit in judgment of it if you really want to, all by your lonesome, I guess. Sure. But you can't erase it. And when people erase a word like Dixie, that means something to the people that settled this area and that came before us. It's kind of like if a child wanted to just change their last name and you're thinking, well, isn't that, that's our heritage. You're part of us. You're who we are. Why would you want to do that, right? If you're looking at a boy, right? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to change your last name? It's the same kind of thing. And somebody could go, it's just a name. Well, not really, or there wouldn't be a controversy over it. There's something that's meaningful in this to many, many, many people. And just because somebody comes along from another state or another city and can't understand the heritage and to now they seem to dwell, too bad. That's your problem, people. That is the problem of the whiny liberals, these ones that want to get rid of everything, and these elected officials that don't understand history. That's their fault. That's their problem. Not mine. Not yours, right? They can go sit in their homes and teach themselves how to view history then. But to take it out on a name and a statue and act like, oh, we're so much better as a people because we're erasing history, you've got to be kidding me. What is wrong with us? Something severely is wrong with us. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, the thing is, about 85 or something like that, they started a campaign. All these people came from other states to go to school here. And then actually, some of them went up to Utah State and came down this way.
Right.
But they would tell me that they had to get rid of the flag, and they got rid of the statue and have to change the name and everything else. And I said, why? These people aren't thinking about that.
Right.
They're just doing it because it was Utah Dixie.
Yeah, they want to go to school.
The statue was okay, but then they made us change the name. And I said, once you change the name of the football team, like I can't remember what they call it. It was
the Rebels.
Mm-hmm. That old man there with beard and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, when they got rid of that, then I said the statue was going to be next, and they said no.
Yeah.
They're appeased, and I said they won't be appeased for long.
Yep.
They want to destroy it all, and they said no. And then as we went, they got rid of the statue, and now they want to get rid of the name.
Yep.
I mean, my kids grew up here. We live in here for a long, long time, and there's no sense in us doing this stuff because it didn't mean anything racist or anything.
No.
It was just the way it was because Brigham Young called it Utah Dixie because it was a southern part of the state.
Right.
It wasn't anything else.
I know. Thank you.
Anyways, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're doing a fine job.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Can we go, too, with the super obvious? The kids that come to school here are coming here to go to college. If somebody is so offended by the name, they don't come to school here, then we're placating to the crowd that didn't move here? Think about that. We're placating to the crowd that never came here? And then we're saying that the ones that did were so offended they came anyway, and these are the students that want to change it. Do you get the problem with that? They're a student, they come to school here, but they're so offended by their own choice when they can go to school anywhere that they come here and lobby to change it. This high school counselor up north said about Belknap is her last name, Jamie Belknap of Heber City in northern Utah. She's opining in the Salt Lake Tribune about Dixie, even though she's up north. And guess what she had to say? It should change its name to further distance itself from a history of racist actions, including mock slave auctions and black minstrel shows. Racism is a part of Dixie State's legacy. Changing its name won't erase that, but the more the institution and local community attempt to white out the stain with denial, rationalization, and dismissal, the uglier the stain becomes. She sounds like a gem. Wouldn't you want to have lunch with her? Yeah. I'll bet she sees. Let's just go with the fact that she probably victimizes herself constantly and walks around hating everybody. Okay. She believes everyone's a racist. No, thanks, Jamie. You can keep your opinions to yourself. You're not even down here. You don't understand. You don't even seek to. So only 1,800 plus signatures on an opposing position on petition to get rid of Dixie. I think it's over 16,000, 2,000 to 16,000, 16,000 to say it stays. Better start listening to the people. We're going to have a problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, how do we find out what website do we go to? How do we find out when this crap is starting to go on in our town?
You know, they don't let you, they don't clue you in until after it's been done, or they say we want public opinion, which is always in the last stage. They do it with freeway on ramps, and they do it all the way to stuff like this. So when they announced this last year, we talked about it, the Greater Zion move. I remember us talking about it then. I think people just don't think they're going to continuously try to do this because the people they put into office, they believe. So I don't know that you can, in answer to your question. I don't know that you can because they keep all of it kind of sneaky. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. They don't want people to know. Why do you think they hire outside firms?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the petition, I had no idea that there was a petition going around for us who are against it.
How did people Dixie. Know about that? It's Protect Dixie, and it's on Facebook. Protect Dixie. You kind of got to be on Facebook.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Yep. Just put that into the search bar on the top of Facebook.
Yeah, super. Yeah. Thank you.
You betcha. So it's funny that we're sitting here today talking about Dixie's name change. I could have told you this. I think we actually did a couple of years ago when they brought Biff on. Because Biff was supposed to change the college from the inside out. Mayor John Pike's on the board. You know, you got a lot of people on this board. They were also on the little board of the meeting that they had to oust the Dixie name for Greater Zion. And by the way, remember, not one dissenting voice. Not one. Think about that for a minute. Nobody in that little group of six was standing up for any of you. Nobody even said, I have to go against the grain on this. I don't think we should. Not one dissenting voice. Why? Because this thing was in the bag, business cards made, name on literature. Yeah, because you can't overspend unless you think you're doing all of this for tourism and you can say, oh, we're going to bring in X number of people. You can't overspend and hide the overspending. That's our problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Listen, I just, oh, Kate, you're just saying the things. I moved to California to finish out my education for the price of my books, and my husband was from Murray. We met there and came and settled here in 71.
Nice. 49
years ago.
Oh, nice.
And you are saying the history in this area is that they're trying to smother is the very thing that will bring tourists worldwide to this area. Do they realize that?
I don't think so.
When I went back to college at Dixie, the last year there were 2-year college, that professor was complaining about one fantastic teacher that wrote the lab books and had a PhD in teaching, that she was spoon-feeding the students too much. They were on her back about that. And I've been through these HMO hospitals, too. Dixie Regal used to be wonderful.
Yeah.
And I can see it all, the way you explain. I got to get off the phone. I take too much, and I can't explain myself well, but
yes,
keep at it.
Thank you.
I don't miss you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Appreciate it. And, Dixie Regional will be next. You can just bet your bottom dollar. That's coming next. So is, and I don't mean to laugh because it's pathetic. I just think it's so pathetic that we're being so lied to all the time. Dixie Rock, it'll all change. It'll all change if they have their way. And we voted for these people. And guess what? We're even paying the bill. We are actually paying the bill for this nonsense. Did you know that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
So I went to Dixie State. I'm not from Utah, but I like it. I couldn't imagine them ever wanting to change the name and everything. But there is a very popular gal that worked at the college, and her name was Dixie. I don't know if she's still there, but if they change the name from Dixie State University, are they going to then have to get rid of that very popular store clerk or have to make her change her name? Her
I
name
would imagine
Dixie,
they want
her
to. Yeah, something really bland, like person, I think. So it's non-offending, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just think about, when's this going to stop?
It won't. These people never stop because it's all based on emotion. They can't get a handle on their emotions. So this is why
I don't
go
even
after
think it's genuine emotion anymore. I think it's something else. Mm-hmm. They can't be legit with this.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. You know, so I was talking to my husband last night, and the problem I'm having is the fact that, we're doing all this. We're doing all this. And they keep coming up with all these scapegoats. Like they met on Monday night to appease everybody. And then they went, oh, well, we couldn't really decide anything. You know, those kinds of scapegoats. And everyone goes, but they're nice. You know what? They're a politician. We're not talking about them personally. I'm talking about the job that they're doing as a politician. And of course, the person that runs Dixie State University. They hired him in. They took him out, I think it was from Indiana, to come here and overhaul, to change it. All the people that we've elected are all about change, and they call it progress, and it's moving forward. But moving forward is now the equation of erasing history to appease the Troys from Black Lives Matters and the Belknaps from high school counseling offices up north, and a couple of students that because they were told to have a certain opinion that it needs to be changed. You go talk to the kids that were raised here. You go talk to the families that were raised here, the good families that put their blood, sweat, and tears into this land. You go ask them what they think. And you're going to get a whole different opinion of our history. And a very educational one. And these are not the people that are seeking to remove all of this. It's the people that come here. And then, of course, like Victor Iverson, he started in 93. He wanted to get rid of the flag, the rebel flag. Why? Why? There was no reason to do that. Was there? Do we kowtow to people around here? Is that what we're made of? The pushover stock? Is that what you call ourselves now? We're the pushover stock from down south. Yeah, we just get moved around and we believe the elected officials when they lie to us. And then we don't believe it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And they're going to take all this stuff out and they're going to tell us it's for our own good. Yeah, we're the pushover stock of the pioneers. Was there such a group? I think they'd be horrified to think that we just rolled over this easy. You better start calling and emailing all your elected officials and those that are staying silent on the matter. Ask them why. I do respect Jimmy Hughes and Michelle Randall for speaking up and saying no. I do respect that. Walt Brooks, he stood up to say no. I like that. That's good. That's great. We need to see more support like that. These people are running the asylum and we're letting them do this. We're letting them. We're even paying for it. We're even paying for it. We've invented jobs like crazy, like director of tourism. Do you need that, honestly? That's our tax dollars. We paid for this firm called Cactus in Colorado to come and brand us. They're not even here. Do we not have enough educated artists, media people in Southern Utah that could have handled that job? So why do you think they did it? To keep it quiet. Oh, good heavens. No, I have no respect. I have no respect for the people that want to do this. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.